And I like to write a lot of Día de Dead poems, Día de los Muertos. In fact, I think it's coming up, and I'm sure here in Tucson, people are very familiar with that Mexican holiday. It's very important to me and to my work. Every year I try to write at least one poem addressing the days of the dead. You probably see the influence of death in my work already. But in Mexico, it's true in my town, I'm not sure if it's true throughout the Republic, but in my hometown, in Zacapu, Michoacán, basically you pay rent to be buried. You pay rent while you're dead, at least your family does. And if you cannot pay rent, you know what happens? You get evicted, right? So you know, you get thrown out to the back of the cemetery. And when I was a young boy, I remember we used to go to the back of the cemetery, look at all the coffins. You know, by then, you know, realize that you know you don't get thrown out after a month. You were buried. No, it's just years and years and years. People, you know, you forget that you were buried there, and so you know, not even bones are left. Maybe traces of bone, but not like bones anymore. And but there is one way that you can really secure your home permanently, and that's perpetuity. You pay this big lump sum to be there for a very long time. Of course, not everybody can afford that. So this poem is called "Walking by the Panteón San Franciscano." And this is, I call it my tooth poem. And this is actually a notice that I read at the cemetery. Notice, effective 50 years after the date of your death, those of you who don't pay perpetuity will be uprooted. For more information, please walk over to the civil registry. Ask for Chela. In this cemetery, you can buy perpetuity with pesos. For only 50, you can keep the mossy hair you'll never learn to comb, the fingernails you'll forget to stick in your mouth for comfort, though even if you remember, your fingers will slip out just after the lips slide in. You can have the shroud that will eat through your skin after you split the seams on your sleeping shirt, but you will own every button on that shirt and every bead on your rosary and every ring. And though the beads and stones won't wake anymore, you can be sure they're safe, collecting at the bottom of your coffin. And your teeth, oh yes, those teeth in the back of your mouth, the ones you never used or saw, even those will be finally yours to keep. But you'll also keep the more valuable things, like your cross. Yes, you can even keep your cross, that gold-plated cross your godparent wrapped around your catechism, or the all-gold one your mother gave up when you married in the church she and your father married in. Whichever one you end up with, you'll keep. Isn't that what you, a good Catholic, would want to do? You'll crease each finger over the knuckles, both knuckles over the chest, and then the ribs will cave in over the lump of dust which used to be your heart. And you'll fold over and over again until you are layers of thin tissue, pious as a Bible. Don't be fooled if your cross seems to have grown. You have tried to shrink down to the size of your cross. You have tried to be devout and hinge yourself on it like a miniature Christ. And that will be your own little secret blasphemy to keep in a box and tuck away the way you used to store old love letters, the way you will store your own tongue. This you will learn, and this knowledge too you will keep. And no one will take that or anything else away from you. No one will ever search inside your pockets or disturb the way you pile up your ash or tip your skull. For only 50 pesos, you can keep all those things you took with you, the few belongings even God won't rattle in his collection plate. Thank you.